We're back on Hamarai, this time among the snow and the mountains and the streams of novelist Knut Hamsun's childhood homeland. Last time we visited the black wooden tower in a snow-filled valley that is the Hamsun Centre, to discuss with the Hamsunians there how a museum can attempt to talk about the Nobel Prize-winning writer's often troubling legacy. We heard last time about Hamsun's often cited support for Hitler, and we continue the conversation this time with the centre's Per Elling Brasseth Ellingsen about Hamsun's writings about the Sami people he met every day in Hamarai.
There are sort of two aspects to that. One is, generally people who aren't denigrated in Hamsun's novels, maybe like you and I, and how we feel about reading him, and then the people who are actually the subject of his disdain, maybe. I mean, tell me a little bit about the appearances of the Sami people, who are the indigenous people of this area, and when Hamsun is writing about this area, how does he see them?
So we know that he had contact with them, but he in his novels he often described them in a way that put them on the outskirts of society. There's something scary about the Sami. There's something unpredictable. There's something animal-like with the Sami culture that he kind of nourishes or as he describes it in his novels. So for a lot of Sami people today, Hamsun is controversial for real. Through the new exhibition now, we're of course showing off the bad stuff, but we're also showing off how it feels. We have a big film installation on this floor, and two other films is about the Hamsun and the Sami perspectives, and one is from a Sami reader that's from here, and her experience about reading Hamsun and actually liking the literature, but not liking how he presents and talks about the Sami, of course. So she's actually started writing her own version of Growth of the Soil, which is the most controversial novel when it comes to the Sami perspective. So she's rewriting that novel actually from a Sami perspective, instead of the Sami then on the outskirts, and you meet them on the mountaintops and with a reindeer. She is integrating the Sami in a more natural way into the novel. So it's an interesting project. Most of his works are out of copyright now, so there's a lot of exciting and not so exciting things going on, but his literature and his heritage is being kept alive by sort of projects like this.
God had stuck his finger into the network of my nerves and gently, quite casually, brought a little confusion among the threads. And God had withdrawn his finger, and behold, there were fibers and delicate filaments on his finger from the threads of my nerves.
The way he represented the Sami, how much did that concord with the way Norwegian society in general at the time and through the years felt about the indigenous people in this part of the world?
I think it's a huge lack of knowledge about the Sami in Norway, even in areas where we live together. Even here in Hamarøy, there's a lack of knowledge about the Sami culture and Sami heritage and Sami history, and that's also why this perspective is part of this exhibition as well. It's a part of bringing knowledge to the table and to our visitors, so they can see themselves what is this discussion, what is this debate. Last year we got a huge public report to the Norwegian Parliament about how the Sami people have been treated. It's a Sannhets- og Forsoningskommisjonens report. It's called a report for truth and reconciliation, I guess. And it shows, even this area has its own chapter in that report. Even for us that knew quite a bit about what's been going on, it was shocking reading. It is. It is generational hurting and a generational perspective on what happened with taking away the Sami people, their language, identity, parents, you name it, we did it. To be able to reconcile later on, there has to be more knowledge and more curiosity, I think, from the majority population. And we also want this space, this floor we're on, to be a place where even Sami people can feel safe to have these kind of discussions about who we are and what we come from and what's been going on, though.
And there was a gaping hole after his finger, which was God's finger, and wounds in my brain from the track of his finger.
Tell me about, as a school child, how you encountered Hamsun first. Like, how was he presented then and now to young Norwegians coming across him for the first time?
For me personally, my first was because my father was from here. My great-grandfather then lived here at the same time as Hamsun, and he was the mayor of this local council, and they knew each other. So when I grew up, I knew about him from that. They were, I think it was with a sense of pride. And this is before I knew any of the Nazi and the bad stuff around Hamsun, but they were proud that they had known him, and so that's how I met him and got an interest for him, of course. And when I got to write my first essay on a self-chosen author, I chose Hamsun as well.
But where God had touched me with the finger of his hand, he let me be and touched me no more, and allowed no evil to befall me. He let me go in peace, and he let me go with that gaping hole.
We actually had a discussion here for just a few weeks ago, because we have several thousand school youth coming in here each year. Some of my colleagues think that they know surprisingly little about the downsides, the Nazi stuff and the Sami stuff. But some think the otherwise, that they actually know more than they used to. So I think it's quite individual from school to school and from teacher to teacher. But I think a lot of young people are curious about Hamsun, because he's not just another author. He, of course, Nobel Prize winning, but these dark sides, I think, is a cause of interest among young people. And that's what we're trying to do here, to kind of feed that interest into something that's our larger conversations about what it means to have free speech, or to have opinions, or be controversial, or having debates and discussions and so forth. I think it's individual how Hamsun is met, but is a highly relevant author today.
Per Elling Brasset Ellingsen there on the legacies of Knut Hamsun. And we'll be hearing again from Budaa, Capital of Culture 2024, over the coming weeks.